श्री परमात्मने नमः। The more we consider for others, the more we develop spiritually. When we consider for others' comfort and we try to give them better than we have even, or at least protecting their right and not caring for our own convenience and comfort, then we are Christians because Christ did so, and then we are Hindus because Ram and Krishna did so, and we are Muslims because Muhammad did so. They did it in their lives. In the Bhagavad Gita, among many important topics, there is one topic which is very important. This very thing which I am explaining, that we should try to live for others, the element of service, caring for others. It is known there as sacrifice. In Sanskrit, the word is yajna or yagya. Yagya is the word, sacrifice. It is the same thing which I was explaining yesterday or day before that, that sacrifice is the essence of being a mother. I even said that to be a mother, it's not necessary that a lady gives birth to a child. Anybody can give birth to a child. It is painful, but not that important. As important is to become a real mother. And I gave the example, who will be a better mother than Mother Teresa? I think she did not marry, but the mother of humanity she was. What was there? This very element of sacrifice, doing for others. This is called in the Bhagavad Gita as yagya. Chapter 3, verse 9. Yajjarthat karmano anyatra loko ayam karm bandhane tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangay samachare. Man is bound by his own action, except when it is performed for the sake of sacrifice. Therefore, Arjun, do you efficiently perform your duty, free from attachment, for the sake of sacrifice alone? Sacrifice word is for yajna. Both pronunciation is there. The correct pronunciation is yajna. It has become bad here also. They call it yajna. The right one is yajna, yajna. But if I say yajna, they will say, I don't know. Here, things happen like that in every language. Anyway, so we say now yajna, all right. Man is bound by his own action, except when it is performed for the sake of sacrifice. Very important thing. What is this bondage inside? How did it happen? We all want to be liberated. And liberation means free from bondage. How this bondage happened? The more we worked for our own satisfaction, the more the bondage was created. Selfishness creates bondage. Whatever we do only for our own satisfaction, it creates bondage. And whatever is done for the happiness of others, as a service, as a sacrifice, liberates us, finishes off the bondage. The Lord is saying, man is bound by his own action. Every action creates binding, creates bondage, except one type of action, except when it is performed for the sake of sacrifice. When the action is performed for giving comfort to others as a matter of service, it does not create bondage. When somebody tries to sit in the front, removing somebody else, bondage is created. And when somebody offers, oh, all right, you be in there. Okay. As Christ said, they will get who are at the end. Somewhere like that, the language may be different. Somewhere Christ said, Lord Christ said, those who are at the end will have the entry, will get the best. That is, having consideration for others. Man is bound by his own action, except when it is performed for the sake of sacrifice. Therefore, Arjun, do you efficiently perform your duty, free from attachment, for the sake of sacrifice alone? Sacrifice, doing for others, serving others, taking care of others. Now, 10th. Sahayajna praja shastva purovacha prajapatihi anena prasavishadvam eshavo astu istakandhuk. Having created mankind along with the spirit of sacrifice, at the beginning of creation, the Creator Brahma said to them, you shall prosper by this. May this yield the enjoyment you seek. In nutshell, the meaning is, when it all is started in the beginning, when the Creator created us all, side by side with our creation was also created the element of sacrifice, service. The Creator said, oh, look, or listen, oh, you human beings, listen. I am creating you, but with you is also the element of sacrifice, that is, don't forget to serve others. Having created mankind along with the spirit of sacrifice, along with it, at the beginning of creation, the Creator Brahma said to them, you shall prosper by this. If you pay attention to others' comfort and convenience, and you live for others, you will have prosperity. May this yield the enjoyment you seek, and then you will get whatever you want. This is the way. The Creator in the very beginning said this. And there are other verses also. Some very deep things have been said later on in other verses also. Particularly from verse 9 to 19th, this topic goes on. In this very sequence, there is another event which happened. Interestingly, I got the information that here quite a large number of seekers, or at least some seekers, try to sit in the front, as close to me as possible. And I came to know that they say, this is my seat, this is not yours. Will you please move from here? Like this. I was surprised to know it. Seekers, calling themselves seekers, and then having no consideration for others, and only self-centered, they are not seekers. They have not understood the path of life, how life evolves. This inner spiritual evolution does not happen by taking care of your own desire and your own comfort. This evolution happens more by having consideration for others. Suppose if somebody has come earlier and the person has sat down in the front, it is not the behavior of a seeker that the seeker should go to the person and say, this is my place. No, that's not right. We should learn to have contentment, satisfaction, peace, love, sympathy for others. And the attitude should be, rather, to give better place to others. In these small things are hidden many deep things.